Happy Friday, music lovers. I'm Robin Hilton from All Songs Considered, and we're looking at the essential full albums out right now for April 6th. And we open this week's New Music Friday with the band Dark Times and their album Tell Me What I Need. And for that, we go to our resident metal expert and descendant of Vikings, Lars Gotrich, who will talk about this Norwegian punk band.
Yeah, Dark Times. They're a trio based out of Oslo. And in formation, they will remind you of Sleater-Kinney because their setup is guitar, drums, and baritone guitar. But the thing that really hits me in the gut with this record is that these are just really big, anthemic punk songs with big whirlwind riffs.
Yeah, with a lot of punk bands I listen to, it feels like I'm just being screamed at. Mm. So when a band like Dark Times can somehow find a way to make it hooky and catchy, almost like pop elements into it, then it really works for me.
They really amp up the tunefulness and the abrasive sound that's going underneath it all.
Dark Times is the band, and the record is Tell Me What I Need. And Lars, we're going to stay with you here for the next album. It comes from Christina Vonsu and her record Number 4. Tell us about Christina Vonsu, for people who don't know her, and where this record fits in with her catalog and why it's one of the standouts for this week.
This is the kind of music that she makes. She makes these very beautiful and sometimes discordant ambient music, and she's just been honing that craft for a while. But the interesting thing about this record, I think, she brought in more collaborators this time. Steve Hauschlitt of Emerald's Angel Dira Dorian. She was in Dirty Projectors once upon a time. And Clarice Jensen, who also has a new album out today, The Cellist.
And we're going to talk about her record a little bit later on the show with Tom Heisinger.
It's such an excellent record.
Well, it's a good sort of bookend record with this one, too.
Absolutely. So she did something she never did before, and she asked these musicians to add and take away two things that she'd already made. And there is so much beauty in that trust. She really allows her music to be vulnerable in order for other people to say, I think this is what should be done here. And you can hear the environment shift in this record in really significant ways. And there are lots of different modes to this record. Like, this is a particularly drony track, but there's some piano ambient, there's some strings, and there's a lot of choral music. And I think this is one of her most powerful statements.
Christina Vonsu, it's Vanztzou, and her record Number 4. Thanks for this, Lars.
Thanks, Robin.
And from Christina Vonsu, we go to something completely different, Cardi B and her new record, Invasion of Privacy.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you and I don't speak, that means I don't f with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, I make bloody moves. Now she say, see?
Cardi B, the record Invasion of Privacy, and Sydney Madden from NPR Music is here to talk about
it. What's up, Robin? Clearly, I'm a Cardi stan over here. I'm the staff's resident Cardi stan, I'll admit it.
Yeah. We go now live to Studio 44.
Breaking
Sydney Madden standing by.
Yeah, Borac Yellow is the lead single off her debut album. It's the long-awaited debut, Invasion of Privacy. And this record is an anthem for anyone who's a hustler, a capitalist, an entrepreneur, going through an underdog struggle, coming up on a Cinderella story, because that's truly who Cardi B is. She's a 26-year-old Bronx native. She was a stripper, turned Instagram star, turned reality TV star, turned rap phenom, thanks to the breakout success of this song. And her story is so unique and refreshing to anything else happening in hip-hop right now, because it is the embodiment of showing and proving on a daily basis. Hip-hop is totally based in proving one's authenticity all the time, and Cardi B is the type to show you the good, the bad, and the ugly with everything she does. And she has the raps to back it up.
And for anyone who wants to dig into the Cardi B record and
Her story,
a little bit more, you've just got a deeper dive that you just posted on our website, npr.org/music.
Yeah, my feature tackles the branding genius, the marketing sponsorships, and the quote-unquote Cardi B effect.
Really excited for Cardi B Invasion of Privacy. And Sydney, we'll talk a little bit later on in the program, but first we're going to go to the Clarice Jensen record that Lars Gotrich and I talked about briefly just a moment ago. Clarice Jensen and her record From This That Will Be Filled. What an incredibly beautiful, dark, and transforming record this is. And here to talk about it is Tom Huizenga of NPR Music. Tell us who Clarice Jensen is and what she's done here.
Well, I know a bit about her, but I was not ready for this record from her, which I think is just amazing. She is a cellist that specializes in new music. She's the artistic director of the American Contemporary Music Ensemble, otherwise known as ACME. And you may remember, Robin, back in 2011 when we had Gabriel Kahane here at the Tiny Desk. Yeah. She was the cellist.
Oh, okay.
Kahane's little ensemble there. So this record is for anybody who likes Brian Eno's music for Airports, instance, or something like that. Although you could call it an ambient record, but it's not traditionally pretty like you might think some ambient music is. She says that the record offers both meditation and disorientation. And on this new record, Jensen kind of extends the voice of her solo cello by way of loops and drones and these electronic effects and some very, just very thoughtful layering. This opening track that we're listening to is titled BC, just the letters, lowercase BC, and she wrote it with the late Johan Johansson, who we just lost in February. Yeah.
And he was someone who worked at that intersection of classical and ambient and electronic music. And when I listen to this one from Clarice Jensen, it's really seamless. It's hard to tell at times where the cello and strings end and the synths begin.
And I love these big, fat, foghorn-like treatments that she gives her cello. And this just kind of unfolds in these three-chord loops that keep going with a solo cello kind of above this big kind of droning, rolling chord progression. It's amazing.
Really gorgeous record from This That Will Be Filled. Thanks, Tom.
All right, thanks, Robin.
We have a few more albums to talk about before we wrap up the show, but first let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from How Stuff Works, producers of The Soundtrack Show. Join David W. Collins as he breaks down the music that goes into your favorite movies, TV shows, and more. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the essential new albums out on April 6th. And we start the second half of the show off with Hop Along and the album Bark Your Head Off, Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is so good. Hop Along the Record, Bark Your Head Off, Dog, and this is song is What the Writer Meant. And Marissa LaRusso, NPR Music, is with us now. Welcome back.
Hi.
I think it's fair to say you're a pretty big Hop Along fan, don't you think?
I'm a huge Hop Along fan. A huge Hop Along fan, yeah.
Well, tell us a bit about Hop Along for people who maybe are new to the band and what you love most about this new record.
Yeah, I think usually when you ask someone about Hop Along, the first thing they say is, oh my God, that voice.
Yeah.
Frances Quinlan just has this voice that's huge and she can do so much with it. And I think also what's so interesting about her voice is the way that she writes melody. It feels really like acrobatic. It feels impressionistic. Trying to come along to a hop-along song is kind of a full-body exercise, which I love. It's so interesting. And then everyone else in the band is just as good. The guitar riffs are so twinkly and, like, mathy, and they just pop in and out and give so much texture to the songs. The rhythms are really interesting on this record. And I think especially what I like about Bark Your Head Off, Dog is that it kind of feels like it's in these moments of crisis looking out from them, and it doesn't really tell you what to do about it or how to grapple with these abuses of power that exist in the world and in nature and in people. It just kind of tells you that they're happening and it's hard to work your way through them, which feels super appropriate right now with everything that's kind of going on in the world.
I think melody is something I really respond to. Bob Boylan and I talk about this all the time. He's all about the words, which are important to me, but if you've got a great melody, I almost don't even notice, at least for a while, what it is you're singing about.
Yeah.
You're right. Acrobatic is a good word to describe these melodies, for sure. Love this one from Hop Along, and the record's Bark Your Head Off, Dog. And Marissa, we're going to talk about one more record before the show is up. But first, let's go to Kylie Minogue and her record, Golden. Ann Powers joins us from Nashville, and you cover pop music, and you cover country music and Americana. Those two
I
worlds,
cover Kylie.
And you cover Kylie. Those two worlds of dance and pop music and country all strangely and beautifully come together on this new Kylie Minogue record, Golden.
So Kylie Minogue, Australian artist, longtime pop queen, you know, really up there with Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera as ultimate dance floor divas, right, of a certain generation.
Yeah.
But she stands on a different dance floor for this album. She didn't start the album in Nashville, but she ended up coming here to kind of, you know, free up her creative process. And boy, did it work. She found collaborators who write hits for everyone, from Luke Bryan to Taylor Swift. In fact, the song we're hearing right now, one of the co-writers is Liz Rose, who was a very significant collaborator for Taylor Swift. Nathan Chapman, another major Swift co-conspirator, is also a co-writer on this album. Kylie chose well. Her personality fits perfectly in the setting. You know, she's described the record as Dolly Parton standing on a dance floor, which I think is a little weird, Robin, because, like, Dolly Parton has already stood on many dance floors, but she gets that spirit. She gets that spark and lyricism of country music combining perfectly with her usual frothy pop. I really like this record.
You know, going back to Kacey Musgraves we talked about last week, these are two worlds that are getting more deeply entwined with each other, it seems.
I'm glad you mentioned Kacey, Robin, because I think this Kylie Minogue album fits curiously well with the new wave of music coming out of Nashville. Nashville's changing, and so is pop. Pop is opening its heart to country, and I love it.
The record from Kylie Minogue is called Golden. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you, Robin.
Up next, Kali Uchis and her record, Isolation. We'll be right back. Callie Uchis in her record Isolation. We go back to Sidney Madden for this, and wow, this is really good.
Yeah, this might be one of my favorite albums to drop in 2018 so far, real talk, because there's so many layers to this project. For fans of her debut mixtape, 2015's Pura Vida, this is a huge leap for Callie artistically. There are so many different influences in play on this album that it's just, you can get lost in it. There's funk ooze, there's buttery vocals, there's atmospheric type of instrumentals. She sings in both Spanish and English. She incorporates the sounds of Bootsy Collins, Steve Lacy, Tyler the Creator, and more.
Steve Lacy is on this cut that we're hearing, Just a Stranger. And one of the things I really love about this record that you heard at the beginning of this cut, some really weird, interesting, cool sounds on this. There's no real clear genre that you would tag this with.
It doesn't cleanly fit in the box of R&B. It's not pop. It's not hip-hop. It's something, she's creating something completely her own right now. And one example of how much she's grown from her last record to now is the songwriting. It's still sassy and spunky and very pro-feminist, but it's just tighter lines, tighter delivery, and better one-liners.
Yeah, it's a good one. Callie Uchis and her record, Isolation. Thanks, Sydney.
Thank you, Robin.
And up next, our final record of the show, Why Oak. The record's The Louder I Call, The Faster It Runs.
Could be better. It seems to.
And Marissa LaRusso, we go back to you one last time. This is Why Oak is, I think, maybe one of the most universally loved bands on the NPR music team.
I believe it, and I'm one of them too.
The band's sound has been evolving over the years, but I'm surprised by not as much guitar rock on this one as they've had in some of their earlier records. What is it that really pulled you in about this one?
Why Oak just sounds like a band that is driven by curiosity. They're always trying new things on their records. Like you said, they kind of started off as a guitar rock band, and since their first album have explored like adding more keyboards and more synths. And I still have huge love for Jen Wassner as a guitarist. I think even on this record, even though it's not as guitar driven, her guitar work is just really interesting and expressive and beautiful. And lyrically, I think a lot on this album, it's kind of got a resigned wisdom to it. Like she's talking about moving forward and moving on from difficult things. And this song, Lifer, I read online, she was talking about how the song is a lot about thinking about your privilege in the world and thinking about being a person to whom good things have come, and how she felt really guilty about all of that for a long time and realized that in order to move forward, you have to kind of let go of that guilt and be grateful for the things that you have and just try to do your part. And I think that's an attitude that you can kind of hear throughout the record. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, hard-fought wisdom, I think, in this. She and her partner in the band, Andy Stack, are still very young, but this record is in part about growing older and
absolutely
and searching and finding that wisdom in life. Just a big, beautiful, thoughtful, inspired, and inspiring record. Love this one from Why Oak. The Louder I Call, The Faster It Runs. Thanks so much, Marissa.
Thank you, Robin.
I'm sure we'll have you back soon. As always, to see a list of the albums that we talked about on this program, check out the podcast description for this episode. You can also go to npr.org/allsongs, and you'll find a list there. You can hear full versions of the songs we featured from these records and a whole lot of other great releases in the New Music Friday playlist from NPR Music. Go to npr.org/Spotify or open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That life could be better.